Okay, we have 20 minutes for the CFO, and that includes questions. And I would ask that if you have any motions, could you wait until after all of the questions are asked? Because sometimes when you make the motions, people don't get a chance to make any ask any questions of the CFO. So we have 20 minutes for the CFO and questions.
Point of order.
Who is that?
That's Margie.
Yes, Margie.
I'm confused. Now I can't find my agenda, but I thought it said that we would go into executive session either before or after the CFO's report. Does anybody have
after the CFO report?
After the CFO report, we go into executive session.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. And I just want to confirm that this is the open session because I will leave a few details for the closed session. So let me, good evening, everybody. So let me point out to the report that I had attached for the open session for August 4th. The point number one is the fiscal year 14 audit. After the payment of $35,000 to the auditors, they have released the draft statements, and they have sent an email asking some outstanding items. And one of the items that they have requested is the financial recovery plan, because if you might recall, there was a going concern issue in April and May when we were talking about it. So they now, if they issue the report in August, they want to make sure that we will be in business until August of 2017. So this is becoming a very critical issue, and this is something that we need to work on. This is also important because if you might recall through my emails, that this is also required by the insurance company. Before they renew the directors and officers' liability insurance, they want some assurance that we will be in business and we will be able to meet our cash flow. So the third critical requirement or way that this is also required is when I was talking to the bankers on the mortgage of the National Office property. They also mentioned that they would like to see the financial recovery plan along with the fiscal year 14 audit statements. So if I can recap, both the issues are very important, the fiscal year 14 audit and the financial recovery plan, whether we will be in business 1 year from now. So let me move to the second item. That is on the cash flow concerns. And because I have written very extensively on the cash flow, and now it's no secret that there's a serious problem, so let me try to summarize the different stations and different issues. Both WPFW and WBAI are having some very serious cash flow issues. Roughly about 30 to 40% of the budget is not being met by their fundraising or the initiatives that they are carrying out. So what happens that even if they are able to make the payroll, and that too sometimes actually they are late, but there are a number of critical bills that are outstanding. Now we know that they have not been paying central services for a number of months. I mean, like say in case of WPFW for about 10 months, WBI for a number of other months, and that has had a devastating effect on both the PRA and the National Office finances. Roughly, what I would say that because there's no action plan, there's nothing tangible on the table at this time, so I don't know how we can move forward and balance the cash flow. This is becoming critical to the point that something terrible can happen where some insurance may be cut off, or we may get an eviction from the landlord. Whatever consequences may be, I mean, the pointers are there. So let me move on to the PRA financials. The PRA financials, because it is 100% dependent on the central services, so they are having the greatest difficulty apart from the national office because they are not able to meet their payroll. For two times, the national office had to finance the payroll, say, in the sum of about $8,000 in the last couple of months so that they can meet the payroll. They have also taken some advances from KPFK to meet their healthcare dues or just, say, for some other expenses. It is definitely not a workable model that, say, we are seeing at this time. Let me move to the national office finances because national office has been affected very bad. If you might recall the write-up that I had sent to all the directors, I had very clearly stated that we will not be able to meet the most critical expenses at this time. That may include the insurance, the legal obligations that we have incurred, and number of payments of that kind. Let me give an example that say what can go wrong if we are not able to make the payment to National Public Radio, because that is the provider for the uplink to Democracy Now. So that can be in trouble, that program can be taken off the air if we are not current with those payments.
You had the money for payroll this month.
But everybody, who is that speaking? Did you mute your phones until the CFO finished? Yes,
so,
Sam.
Yeah, so I was getting to the point that it is highly likely that say, we may not be able to meet the payroll for September 15th. For this coming payroll, like 8/31, we had conserved some cash and delayed some payments, so we are able to meet the payroll commitment. But going forward, definitely, it's a very great likelihood because the most shocking thing was that KPFA told me that they may be hurting for their own payroll. And if I may remind that the KPFA is the only station that is paying the central services at this time. It was an unfortunate consequence of the resolution that was passed on August 4th that KPFK payments were adjusted against advanced central services. So we were dependent now only on KPFA, and as you can imagine, that money is not sufficient to meet the most critical needs. So if KPFA is not able to make the payment for September, then definitely we will not be able to meet our payroll. So, and I can get into a little bit more detail in my closed session coverage. So let me move on to the third item that is on my report. And because 2015 books are not complete, so we have been devoting considerable time in completing those books and removing the deficiencies. So let me mention a few that are more important. One is that we know that the WPFW and WBI have not been able to hire full-time business managers. And that has a serious consequence on any process and procedures that are necessary for record keeping or for reconciliation and those things. It has been pointed out several times that NEMSIS reconciliations have not been done at both the stations, so it is very difficult to know the accuracy of the collections that have been recorded in the books. So what we are trying to do is we are trying the best possible to remove those deficiencies, and the national office is helping in kind of sorting out all the deficiencies. With KPFK, I would like to point out that their reconciliations, bank reconciliations, were not done since October of 2014. And I had approved the hiring of a business manager somewhere in January of 2016, but still the hiring has not been done. So this has a very serious consequence on the completion of the books and preparation of the audit schedules and those things. The other thing that is very important that there should be a dual control on all the financial transactions. So it is very important that the business manager should be hired at the station, apart from completing the books and getting them to the audit stage. National Office is helping in completion of the books and in the subsequent audit, but I will also give a detailed report to the PNB on those deficiencies and the accounting processes and procedures that need to be put in place. So let me move to my recommendations. I will not try to sugarcoat my words in any way. We are in a very difficult situation at this time, and I would recommend that we have repeatedly closed session meetings so that we can discuss the options. And I would like to be very strong on this issue, that we have to sort out the short-term cash flow versus the long-term solutions, because right now the problem is short-term. How do we meet the cash flow, pay the bills, make the payroll, meet all our obligations? And there's a significant amount of work that can be done. That should not be dependent upon the long-term solutions or whatever it may be that we can discuss in the closed session. But that definitely have to be separated out before we can move forward. So let me stop at this point and let me turn it over to the chair.
We'll take a stack for questions.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, Brian. You?
Jen, been on the stack.
Who's that?
Jan.
Adriana.
Jan, and then Adriana.
Bill, this is Brian. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I got Brian. We got you after Lydia.
And Jim.
And then Jim. Okay. Let's is that Serene? Good.
Yes, thanks.
Lydia.
Yes, I just wanted to correct something. PRA, and that was me that hadn't muted. I knew that Mark Torres of PRA had said yesterday on the leadership call that they had made payroll, and they did send the full payroll amount, and then the national office deducted the health care that will be due next week, the $3,800, but that amount anyway is coming in from two stations who have already sent the money to PRA, and PRA is just waiting for it to post, which is the correspondence I had seen. So I just wanted to correct that. So PRA did make its payroll and will be making its health care. And this month, since they too, like the national office, is dependent on central services, thank you, from the stations, which have not been met in their entirety.
Can I make a quick comment on that?
Yes, Sam.
Okay. The reason why we had to take this extraordinary step, because we were given a three-day notice. If we today, we did not make a payment to the healthcare provider, the PRA people would have been cut off from insurance. So we made it very clear. We have sent at least maybe more than four or five reminders that we need that money. And we made it very clear to the PRA, Mark Torres, that we will adjust the payroll money towards the healthcare, because if the money does not reach by 5 p.m. tomorrow, then we can't help it. So in order to avoid, and this cancellation would have taken effect from August 1. So you can imagine the kind of damage it would have created.
I didn't argue that. I'm not saying that there wasn't a rationale for it. I simply said PRA will have made both of it.
Okay. Well, point of order.
Payments. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Brian?
Brian.
Hello? Brian, you had a question?
Sorry. Just unmuting. Yeah, Sam, I heard you say we have to deal with our short-term cash flow separate from our long-term issues. Do you have any recommendations on what to do about our short-term cash flow?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, Brian. There are a number of recommendations that I can suggest, or maybe directors can suggest. And what I would like to say that anything that can be implemented in, say, 15 days to a month, that I will consider to be short term. Let me and people can object to or people can may disagree, but because you've asked, so let me give you, give a few suggestions. Now, GM KPFA is very knowledgeable in the East Coast market. He can spend a week or two both at the WBI and WPFW and can suggest some programming changes. That is becoming very necessary in order to attract the audience and to do the fundraising effective.
Wait, short-term cash flow, 15 to 30 days.
Yeah, so 15 to 20 days, if you might remember that, say, the resolution was passed on May 5th meeting, when I had put together a series of recommendations that can be done very quickly. And that is streamlining their cash management, their collection drives, and those things. So we can take a look at that that kind of a proposal, list of proposals that were passed by the PNB. If that can be put into action, if that can be implemented, I think we can see some immediate results.
Okay.
Let me just briefly one because you have asked some very very good question. Let me just briefly one mention one more. Can I?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I visited KPFK, I was told that Christine Brosdale there. If I'm remembering her name right.
Point of order.
We can't discuss personnel.
What's your point of order, Serene?
We should not be naming individual staff.
That's right.
Yeah, I think, Sam, if we could avoid getting into specific individuals.
Okay, actually, the suggestion that I was making was that she had been very effective.
No, please.
Okay.
We'll discuss this in closed session.
I'll stop.
All right. Jan.
I wanted to discuss the situation with the business manager at KPFK. At one point, I thought that you had sort of stepped in, and do you have any suggestions about getting a business manager, and would you be willing to just, you know, be in charge of it, or how does that work?
It will not work if I am in charge of that because of the remote location and because of the size of the operation. It has about a $3 million budget, and it is very necessary that a business manager should be placed there at the location itself.
I meant in terms of hiring somebody, not in terms of you doing it. I'm saying, can you be more involved in hiring somebody so that this can happen faster?
The efforts have to be intensified at the local station level. I can do my best. I had traveled to KPFK to interview a couple of candidates. I can visit the station again. I can review the resumes and everything. So I can do my best, whatever is possible. But the initial effort has to be done at the station level itself.
Okay.
Okay, Adriana.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that we are in a really, like Sam said, in a really difficult situation. And that's why I'm just proposing my motion that I just sent to the whole PNB, and with copy to the executive director and the CFO. We need to stop just now all the bleeding. In the meantime, that we decide or all the measures that we are taking, can start to increase revenue will take effect. My motion is, I don't know if the Janet, did you receive it? Can you read it?
Adriana, I said we can put you first on the stack, but we're going to take questions now. If you have a motion,
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but I have the right I have the right. In the moment that I have the floor, I have the right to put my motion, and I already did.
Adriana, I said at the beginning before we started, we want to get through all the questions, because if we debate your motion, we'll never get to those other people's questions. So when
Mr. Chair,
Adriana, would you let me finish?
I have the floor, Mr. Chair.
But I'm trying to say, Adriana, would you let me finish? I started off by saying we were going to deal with questions. And if we have action items, we'll put you first on the stack when we finish questions. But if we get into a motion and debate it, we won't get a chance to get
May I finish?
No.
Yes,
Mr. Chair, we are on the time limit on the time that we decide for the CFO report. That's why my motion is on the floor.
Well, Adriana, I haven't heard time speak on the time on it.
But we motion to extend time.
Adriana's correct. We're at 20 minutes right now.
Okay.
This is Alexander, KPFK. Motion to extend time for 10 minutes to continue listening to the CFO.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
Time, and I would like to make a motion to...
Point of order.
Can we just... Could everybody stop talking? We had a... what's your point of order, Serene?
Folks have to ask for the floor. They can't just yell out their motion, whether it's to extend or anything else.
Okay. We heard a... is there a motion to extend time?
Yes, sir. This is Jonathan, KPFK. Motion to extend time for 10 minutes to continue listening to the CFO.
Okay. Is there a second to extending 10 minutes?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? Without objection. But Adriana,
I'm sorry. Who seconded?
Michael Novick.
Thank you.
Adriana, we'll give you time for your motion, but we want to finish our questions first. We'll put you first on the stack for action items.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so this extension is for the CFO to speak, and then there's separate time for our questions and motions?
No, this extension, we're into question time period now. We're going to finish the question, the stack for questions.
Point of order.
Wait. My question wasn't answered. My question is it 10 minutes for the CFO and then, or this thing, and then we can do motions? Is there additional time separate from that 10 minutes for motions?
We'll see how long it takes. We can extend it to do the motions if it's necessary. But we have 10 minutes on this item. And the way I have it is try to finish our questions and get to the motion. If we need to extend, we'll extend again.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
I have my motion on the floor. I don't have any problem. People keep asking questions, but my motion is on the floor.
Okay, Adriana, I said we'll get to your motion when we finish questions. You're first on the stack.
The motion is on the floor, Mr. Chair.
No, Adriana, I stopped you before you finished your motion, before it was seconded. Adriana, could you please let me finish? Before we even started this, I said we're going to get to the CFO, we're going to get questions, and then we'll take action items. That's what I said before we even started. So in order for us to get through this meeting efficiently, we'll finish the questions. Now, hopefully we'll finish it in 10 minutes. If not, we'll extend time and you can deal with action items. So we've now extended time, so let us finish, wrap up the questions.
Mr. Chair, I challenge your decision.
Okay. Is there's been a you're appealing the decision of the chair. Is there a second to the appealing decision of the chair?
You don't need one.
I'm sorry? Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. We've got appeal of the ruling of the chair to finish questions and then go to the action items. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there no discussion?
Is there a discussion on this?
No.
It has to do with the order of business. It's not debatable.
Okay, it's not debatable.
What?
Yes, that is correct. If it's a procedural order of business, it's not a debatable item on the appeal.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
The point of procedure? What do you mean? What procedure? I mean, the chair is not to decide what the body does.
No, what he's saying is on the Robert's Rules order.
The chair, The chair can explain what he wish, but it's up to the body applying our bylaws and broader rule of order.
Are you talking on top of me because you yelled?
We have to vote. This is not debatable.
It's not true. You don't have the floor.
But she called a point of order, and I'm going to explain to her what we're doing. So have you finished, Adriana, with your point of order?
That is my point. You cannot rule over Robert's rule of order.
Well, Adriana, I agree with that. I'm not ruling over Robert's rules of order. What I'm trying to explain is it is Robert's rules of order that if your appeal deal with a procedure or process issue, then it is not debatable. That's the vote. That's Robert's rules of order. And so we have to go to the vote on your appeal. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? A yes is to sustain the chair, and a no is to overrule the chair.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
I'm sorry. Sorry to
say, yes.
Mr. Chair. Yes, I received a text for Ms. Patel that said that she was disconnected and she wants to be back on the call.
Michael, could you call, put her back on the call?
Yes.
Okay. Could you continue calling her on?
Alexander.
I vote yes.
Yes, Bethune. Bethune, can't hear you. Brown.
No.
No. Esnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steekert?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes?
Yeah.
Yes. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Mongaza?
Yes means what?
Yes means that the chair's ruling that all questions will be taken before any action items on the CFO report, during the CFO report.
Yes.
This is Mongaza?
Yes.
Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
No.
No, Sorden.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Chair's ruling is upheld.
Okay, what we'll do is go through the questions, and then if we need the time, we'll go to Adriana's action item. Okay? The next person I had on the stack was Jim.
We only have 3 minutes.
Jim.
My question is to the CFO. Hey, clarify this for me, please. You said that a GM was to consult with or go to two stations and determine what their programming would be, and that was in response to a question of how to cut finances. Is that what you meant?
I did not mean that way. Brian was asking me a question, what could be the short-term measures that can be taken to improve the cash flow.
Yeah.
So one of the suggestions was that we know very clearly that there's something wrong with the programming that needs to be changed at both the stations, WBI and WBFW.
Yeah.
And somehow they are not able to turn around the operations by their own.
Yeah.
Now, in my discussion, I had extensive talk about that, and I observed that GM KPFA has been in the East Coast market, and he can lend his expertise in that area. So why not share our resources that are in-house, for which we do not have to pay any additional cost, and utilize the capabilities and the skills?
I hear you about that, but I do know that, for instance, at WPFW, there are changes being made now that are improving our cash flow. We just made a goal that we in our last drive. So it's a question of, when we make these kinds of decisions from one market to the other, they don't always work. And there's no precedent to show that someone from another market altogether can come into another market and make changes that's going to make that particular station work. There are many people who are working on the changes for PFW that will hopefully make that work, but it takes time.
Okay.
I'm questioning whether that's a good decision or not, and we can talk about it later.
Okay, Nancy. Nancy.
Sorry, you get off mute.
We're at time again. Excuse me. We're time for the extension.
To extend 10 minutes, Nancy.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any objection to extending 10 minutes?
I have a question, Jan Goodman.
What's your question?
I have. How much time do we have in the closed session?
I think we're allocating an hour.
Okay. All right.
All right. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes. Janet, a point of information to the chair.
What's your question? Yes.
How many people are left on the stack for asking questions?
I have Nancy and Serene. Those are only two left.
And we have an action item.
And we have the action
item. I had asked to be on the stack also.
And Bill, I'd also asked to be on the stack.
Okay, so we've got a pinch stack and Bill.
Excuse me, I objected to extending time, Jan Goodman.
Okay, we have a motion to extend time. It's been in the book. We're going to go to a vote.
Can you hear me?
Serene, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. When I spoke at the same time that Janet Coburn spoke, I would propose an extension of 20 minutes, because I think, you know, we waste time extending 10 minutes at a time. We should just do 20 minutes.
Okay, there's been an amendment to extend for 20 minutes.
Brian, seconds.
It's been seconded. Is there an objection to extending this for 20 minutes?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll for the extension of 20 minutes?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Extend 20 minutes, yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Kesnave.
Yes. Point of
yes.
order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
I think that question switched in midstream, because your question was what? Was there an objection?
There was an objection, so we're voting on extension for 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Brown votes yes.
Brown, yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon.
Well, yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Longaza.
Yes.
Yes. Satel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 15 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
So this passes, 16 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention.
So we have 20 minutes on this item. Hopefully we can do questions and then get to the action item. Okay, the next person I had on the stack is Nancy.
This is Grace. I'd like to stack too.
Okay. Grace. I got Nancy.
And Bill.
I got Nancy, Serene, Pinchback, Bill, and Grace. All right, Nancy.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for being here tonight with us. I had a question about the business manager at our station. As you know, we have a business manager, and it's very part-time. It's like 10 hours a week. And we have been asking for, you know, more time on that. Are you, and we have all these other difficulties in getting information and that you mentioned in your report, Memphis reconciliation, getting real-time information to you, because we, our business manager has limited time to spend at the station. Are you then, from what you said, that you wanted, like, you were saying we were suffering from not having full-time business managers. Does that mean you're in favor of having us have more time for our business manager?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, and I cannot discuss more in detail in the open session, but I will be willing to share the documentation about performance and about other issues. So we need to make a very quick search for an appropriate, for a skilled business manager who is suitable for the job. I am fully in agreement with that. The only difficulty would be how we can afford the cost. So I will be very happy to transition back the accounting that we have brought from Houston to the national office as soon as possible. It is, whether it may be a business, maybe $1 million in budget or maybe $3 million. We need a full-time business manager there. And that is the reason why you see that at the stations where we have a business manager, they are able to produce the reports and do a much better job.
Exactly.
So, Sam, that is my point,
is that Point of order.
Green, what's your point of order?
We're evaluating people in public here.
Okay, that's correct. Let's hold off on all of that and not deal with the performance of the the business manager.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
We don't need to count the 90 seconds for a speaker, or is it back and forth, and then you tell me. I don't know what to do.
Well, we're counting 90 seconds per person. So Sam is going to wrap. I assume he wrapped up his comment, and then we'll go to the next. Nancy, did you have something quick to say? I don't know.
Janet, I have a point of information for the chair.
I'd like to take this in closed session. Continue.
What's your question, Janet?
So do directors get more than one chance on the staff to ask questions before any of the motions are addressed?
No, hopefully we're going to wrap it up for us to get to the action item. So,
okay.
Well, we'll go on. The next person I have on the stack is Serene.
I would like to take off. I understand that your ruling just passed. I would like to take off the floor, off the table, wherever you all put it, the motion about paying PRA first.
Okay, we just went to vote on this. This is an inquiry.
Tony,
CFO.
Let me finish my statement, and don't shout at me, because then I feel I need to outshout you, and that's not a good meeting. I recognize that based on what you said earlier, you don't want to deal with motions before the questions are done. However, that is the reason I got on the stack, which was before you made that ruling. So my question is, how can I now get my motion off the table? I don't need you shouting at me.
But Serene, we're dealing with, we're already limited on time. We're dealing with questions to the CFO. That's what we're dealing with now.
Did you not understand what I just said to you?
Yeah, I understood what you just said. That's why I'm saying we're dealing with questions.
Then answer my, that's not an answer to my question.
But that's what we're dealing with now. I can't advise you on how to do motions. I'm not in a position to do that.
Well, you made
a ruling. We're dealing with questions to the CFO.
Tony Norman, please. I asked for the stack before that determination was made. It is now my turn on the stack, and I am asking, when do I get to take the motion off the table? So if you want to say you go right after, if you want to say you go right after Adriana's motion, then that's what you should say. But you don't just get to shout at me.
Well, Serene, I was not shouting at you. Let's correct that. Just because
okay.
I think
you're the only person who thinks that.
The appropriate time to do it would be after that if there's time. But now we're taking questions to the CFO. Okay, the next person on the stack is Pinchback.
How you doing, Sam?
Good, thank you.
Sam, I'll have to concur with my earlier board member in regards to this idea of exporting expertise from the West Coast manager to resolve programming issues on the East Coast. You know, I have some real reservations about that. I'm not going to go into them in detail at this time, but I have some real reservations about that. I will say this, it's, you know, I don't know where you are in, I don't know if you discussed this with the management or staff at W, but yeah, that such a move would require some significant buy-in, you know, from everybody at W, and I do mean everybody. So that's all I'll say about that. Regarding this business manager position, it's unfortunate that we don't have a full-time business manager, but it's about those, once again, those, that money. You know, we cannot hire a full-time business manager at W because of finances.
Okay. At a time, if you can give a concluding statement or question.
I can. In light of the financial issues, is there some other path that can be taken, you know, on a short-term basis to deal with the issue of not having a full-time business manager?
So, can I respond?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I would like to very clearly say that I'm not particular at all that the GMKPFA should go there. It is just a suggestion. If that is not acceptable to PFW, then definitely I will not stand in the way at all. It has to be a mutual consent. The only thing is that's because I came across this this issue, so I just wanted to kind of explore this idea. The second point about the business manager, again, my hands are tied. I cannot get into details, but I will expand on that in the closed session if that is possible. Otherwise, we can talk one-on-one, and I'll be happy to share my experience.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam.
Bill.
Okay, thank you. I sent all you a reminder a few hours ago about a motion that the PNB passed on May 5th, which was basically to implement some recommendations that Sam had made in his CFO report for the May 5th meeting. And so, Sam, I was going to ask you, has there been any progress made by the – well, the motion was initially – most of it was about WPFW and WBAI, but then it was extended to apply to all stations. So – has there been any progress made by the GMs and the IED in getting any of that stuff done?
So far, I have not seen any progress. That was designed actually to address the short-term cash flow issues.
because by cleaning up the process, by streamlining the system, we can really increase the collection rate, and we can have a little bit more transparency and accountability in the collection process. Remember, if you hear those reports that $50,000 got stuck in the pipeline or $100,000, well, that is something system-related, and that could have been resolved very quickly if there would have been adequate attention. So the problem that I'm running into is that I don't want to point fingers, but I have to give examples to illustrate my point.
Okay. Next person I have is Grace.
Yes. I have two quick questions. One is, has the NES and the LESs been paid, and are there resources to continue paying them so that the election runs smoothly? The second question refers to, I believe, what Bill said, part of the motion that was passed, and that is, have the GMs put forward strategic plans to improve income? And if so, can we see them? Those are my two questions.
Okay, so to answer the first question, the NES was paid $38,000. I don't have the breakdown. I am still looking for a correct accounting for that money, how and it was utilized. Since then, I have heard that there was a motion attempted to be passed for $15,000. We at the national office don't have any information about that, so I don't know what is that for. Remember that long time back, I had mentioned that there was a demand for about $100,000, and we need an itemized budget. We have not received any budget, so I cannot comment upon what is that for and how much has to be paid. Regarding LES, we don't keep a track. That has to be paid from the station budgets, so that will be their accounting. Now, in terms of a strategic plan from the station managers, I have not received anything so far. That's a serious bottleneck.
Janet, to the staff with a question.
Okay, Janet.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the $38,000 was not to pay the NES's salary, to pay towards the NES. It was for postage. And so I thought the question the previous director was asking was, has the NES been paid? Have the LESs been paid? That's one. I have another question or comment. I thought I heard you talk about kind of sharing programming ideas from one station to another via the general managers. I don't understand why. I mean, this is the purview of the executive director, not the CFO. The programming is the purview. So I don't understand how you're getting involved in that. I'm done.
So let me give answer to the second part first. I'm not getting involved at all. I am making a suggestion that has to be reviewed by the station management and by the IED. I'm just making known that this is a possibility. So I. And the reason why I am making this suggestion is because I am very much concerned about the cash flow. When the station is not able to make payment of its bill or not able to make payroll, I am the one who is affected. So it's my responsibility to offer suggestions or whatever come my way. Now, the first part about the payment to the NES, I don't know whether that is confidential information, but we are in a very tight spot, so we try our best to make that happen, but it's a stretch at this time. When we are struggling for our payroll, you can imagine, say, what the conditions would be for other payments.
Okay, that concludes our question, and now we'll go to who's that?
Nancy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Did we finish? We are starting another round of questions?
Adriana, I was about to say we're about to go into your action item unless it's the will of the body to go to a second round of questioning. But we would like to go on to your motion. But if that's...
My that's question is that... Point of clarification.
Yes, Nancy.
My question is actually a follow-up clarification question.
Could you quickly ask your question in about a minute or two?
Yep. On the suggestions that you made in the May 5th suggestions, I've just been reading them, and I've been noticing that we have been doing a lot of these things. I heard you say that we haven't, that nothing has happened, that we haven't done any of them, but we have been doing quite a few of them. I acknowledge that they're not enough, and I can sympathize with the position that you're in, but it's not that we haven't been doing these things, these great suggestions that you made. We have been doing them, and we continue to work on them. We've got some of them in the works now. And I would hope that you could make yourself aware of those things.
Okay. Sam, if you want to quickly respond to that, you don't have to, but it's up to you.
There's a serious communication gap between, so I appreciate, Nancy, what you're telling me, and I look forward to sharing that information. But what I am saying is that because we are completely in the dark, we don't receive any timely information. So... My statements would be a little stronger than what they should be.
Okay.
Janet, point of information to the chair.
What's your question, Janet?
How much time is left?
Timekeeper, where are we on
three,
the time?
3 minutes.
Okay, we're going to go to Adriana.
Yes, may I move? The motion is on the floor, Mr. Chair. And
okay.
I can't, the secretary, Janet, can you read it, or Celine, it will be better than me, and I will do to the rationale.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Serene, what's your parliamentary inquiry?
So it doesn't make sense to me for us to begin a discussion with 3 minutes to go. Can we extend it now?
So yes, we don't have to there's a motion it? To extend. We're entertaining that.
So I wish to extend for...
Point of order. You can't jump stack for a parliamentary inquiry, then use the fact that you have the floor to make a motion.
Yes, that's correct, Serene. You did make a parliamentary inquiry, but if someone
wants... I thought you just told me I could extend. I'm sorry.
But no,
Janet.
He's correct about that, that you did get the floor with...
Oh, my God!
But that's correct. I mean, if there's someone want to make the motion to extend, fine. Well, who else? No one will be recognized.
Janet, I move to extend an additional 10 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to extend 10 minutes?
Second, and I didn't jump to that. There was no stack.
Okay. Serene, what Brian was saying was you got the floor for a parliamentary inquiry. And then you proceeded
to the
motion. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
10 more minutes. 10 minutes more than whatever is left.
Jan Goodman, I object. I would like to have the closed session and then take up this matter and take up the... In fact, I'd like to go to the closed session.
Jan, we can't debate it. You've objected, so we have to go to the vote to extend for 10 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron, can't hear you. Alexander.
Pass.
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes. Pointed?
Abstain.
Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, didn't hear you?
No.
No. Alexander, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 3 abstains. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
So this passes.
Okay, we'll now go to Adriana. We want to read your motion and motivate it.
So,
can the secretary read the motion or Serena?
Yes.
Can the secretary read the motion?
Yes. This is a salaries reduction motion. The PNB directs the IED and CFO, in consultation with the GMs and unit managers, to implement immediately the process for a gross salary reduction in all the Pacifica Foundation units as follows. KPFA and KPFK 20%, parentheses, using the 2015 data plus or minus, end parentheses, and then that comes to $540,000. KPFT, WBAI, WPFW, PRA, and National Office, 10% using the same period data, and that comes to $200,000. The reduction of the $740,000 in gross salaries represents a reduction in total personnel cost of over $1 million for the next year. From August 2016, no Pacifica Foundation unit can hire employees and or consultants, including in this freeze, the replacement of employee and or consultants already in budgets, without the written authorization of the IED and CFO and PNB. This hiring freeze nullifies any previous hiring authorization. And then there's a rationale.
I will read the rationale. That's okay.
Okay. So that's it.
Okay. Adrian.
Goodman on the stack.
Who's that?
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Well, we have motivate. The stack that she's going to motivate.
Brian the stack.
And we'll get the stack. We got Jan and then Brian, but she's going to motivate her most.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I thought I heard a second at the time we did it, yes.
Who was that?
Who seconded Adriana's motion?
Jim Brown.
Okay. Adriana, you want to motivate your motion?
Yes. First of all, with the exception of, like I said, the KPFA and KPFK, all the units that are strict to their bare bones, that is why they should only reduce 10% of their gross salary. I understand that no unit in the network had extra employees. But somehow, we must stop the bleeding right now. Meanwhile, measures to increase revenue take effect. We just, in the National Finance Committee, we were discussing KPFA and Pacifica National Office first draft budgets. And we can see that KPFA is expecting less revenue than last year. And we saw the cash flow, and they are not even thinking that they will pay what they already owe this year, what they owe in Central Service and in PRI, and what they owe from the bequest. They don't see any way that they could pay any of that. It's not in their cash flow. I mean, we cannot wait till all the stations are failing. The CFO just told us that we cannot pay maybe we will be in a situation that not having money for with payroll. I mean, if we don't take measures now, I know that need to be two contracts. We have unions, we have contracts, but we need to start now. We were told like 3 months ago that negotiations will start with unions. The reality is, it's up to us. We cannot keep accepting obligations that we cannot pay. Doesn't matter how. We will do it through our decision or through a judge. We need to take measures right now. It's up to us. I understand that it's difficult, and this will be in the meantime that we increase revenue, but we need to do it now. Today we need to start. Please. Thank you.
Okay, we have...
Sam on the stack.
Okay.
Alexander to the stack.
Do you have me, Johnny?
Let me go over here. I had Jan, Brian,
Sam.
Sam.
Bill.
And who is that?
Ron and
Bill. Fishback and Bill. Ron.
And Alexander.
Bill, Alexander, and then Serene.
Oh, really?
Janet, point of information.
Well, I didn't hear. Everybody was talking at once, so I didn't get the order. So I'm just going to have to go by and trust everybody to be honest about what the order was.
Can you add Michael?
Do you have me on stack, Tony? Yeah, I have you. I have Jan, Brian, Sam, Ron, Bill, Alexander, Serene, and then Michael.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question?
So I would think that the director should be on the stack before Sam or Lydia, before management.
No, I object. I feel the opposite.
Okay, could you, everybody? You had a question, Jan, and that I don't know what your question is, but that wasn't a question. That wasn't an inquiry.
Well, I wanted to know whether that would be.
We don't have
advisable or
Janet. We don't have such a rule in place. The executive director and the CFO have regularly been speaking on the stack on this. Okay, first person is Jan. We have 90. The timekeepers keep abreast of the time. Jan.
In KPFK has just gone through major arbitration and issues with the union when we unilaterally cut people's hours. We should not be attempting to do that again. It would need to go through the union and many other things. In addition, Sam has said, and I agree, we can't cut our way out of this situation. We have to change the programming. We have to change the way we are getting out there. We can't just cut our way out, and we'll just go down the rabbit hole. And so I totally oppose this. And in addition, we absolutely need those business managers in place, because a big part of the reason that we are in this situation is that we're not getting the CPB funding, and a big part of that reason is because we haven't had the audits done. So we need those business managers in place so that we can get our audits done, we can get our CPB funding. That's the biggest and most important thing that we can do, and that's what we need to do. So I wouldn't even consider this unless we include hiring those business managers, and even then I wouldn't consider it. Thank you.
Brian.
Yeah, I just want to ask the question, like, does this solve any problems? And Sam laid out a short-term problem, which is we don't have any money right now, and a long-term problem, which is that the way we're structured, we're running a deficit of about $1 million a year. So short-term, those staff reductions would trigger all the severance provisions in our union contracts, which means in the short-term, it would cost us more money than it would save us. Because for many of the employees who'd be facing layoffs, they have enough seniority that they're due more than a year's pay upon termination. The question is, in the long term, does it fix the structural problems? Well, the vast majority of our deficit is coming from the East Coast, about $500,000 at BAI per year, about $500,000 per year at WPFW. But the stiffest cuts are hitting KPFK and KPFA under this proposal. Newsflash, it takes staff to raise the kind of money that these two stations are raising. I mean, right now, each station is raising enough to pay for its operations and to, you know, spend close to $500,000 a year over to the national office and to the archives on top of that, which none of the other stations are doing. You can't expect them to keep raising that much money if you cut a fifth of their staff, of their remaining staff. I don't think that this represents a solution to anything, and I would urge the PNB to vote against it.
Sam.
Yeah, I'm strongly opposed to it. This will be quite a regressive measure, and it will not solve anything. Rather, it will precipitate the problem. We will lose the talent, the talented people, because I'm already having a very difficult time in hiring anybody skilled to do the job. Three or four people just left the national office because they were attracted by other companies. So there's no incentive to work at this, and especially when we know that we are in such a difficult financial situation. Jan said it very right. We cannot cut our – we have to change this mindset. We cannot cut our way into prosperity or into even breaking even. The other thing is that we cannot unilaterally change the employment terms by bypassing the union. There are union contracts, and just – to give this argument that, say, PRA and maybe a national office are not under union, well, that would be discrimination, outright discrimination, because we are kind of putting one set of employees against, say, another set. So I am totally opposed to it. This will effectively destroy the network.
Okay.
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
All right. Time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're at time, unless there's a motion to suspend.
Margie moves to extend. Are we still in open session?
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to extend 10 minutes? Second?
I second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this 10 minutes?
I'd like to move an alternative time.
What's your time?
16 minutes to 11 p.m. here, East Coast.
16 minutes?
No. 1 minute, yes.
How many? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Serena.
16. Well, we could do 60, but I meant 16 until 11 o'clock.
There's been an amendment for 16 minutes.
I object. This is an attempt to get out of it, to keep us from getting to executive session.
Point of order.
Oh, please.
First of all, Bill, we cannot question the motives of people, what the extension of that's not appropriate.
Face demand. You're totally out of order.
But this is not a debatable item. We'll have to go on this.
I second Serene's.
Okay, it's been seconded. So we're going to go to a vote on extending 16 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune. Sorry, Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, Brown.
He's reconnecting.
Castanade.
As soon as possible.
Yes. Yes. At the tone, Brozier. Please record your message. When you have finished recording...
Bill votes no.
Crozier, no. Edwards, Tinkert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No. And Michael, can you please
Cobran,
email to call me back at a different number?
Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Brown.
Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Was that Jim Brown?
Yeah. Jim Brown.
How do you vote?
Yes for the extension.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. One moment. Okay, let me count. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 10 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions. This fails. Needs 2/3 for the amendment. So should we do the 10-minute one?
Point of information, can we count the yes?
What?
I have 12 yes, but... I'm sorry.
Could you count the, she wants to count the yes, Janet. Could you count the yes?
Count them or say who voted?
Is who that, they are.
Name, yeah, name them.
Okay. Bethune, Brown, Casnave, Fuentes, Gammon, Cobrin, Norman, Patel Adams, Pinchback, and Roberts.
Okay. Okay, the extension fails. We'll have to go to the vote on Adriana's motion.
No, I'm sorry. There was a 10-minute. Serene's was an amendment to the 10-minute. So should we vote on the 10-minute?
Okay. So then the next option was 10 minutes. Okay. So we can vote on the 10 minutes. Madam Secretary, is there objection to extending 10 minutes?
Chair?
Yeah, come.
Is there any objection to extend 10 minutes?
I'm running late.
Yes, Jan Goodman.
All right. Doreen, you had a question?
No, never mind, thanks.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on extending 10 minutes?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune. Can't hear you. Brown.
Yes.
Repeat.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edward Stinkert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Cobrin votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Bethune?
9018627.
I'm sorry. Wesley, didn't hear you?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Would you repeat?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm counting. I have 10 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. That's 11 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. This also fails.
Okay. We'll now go to the vote on Adriana's motion. Does everybody understand the motion? Received a copy of it? I perceive that was done right here.
Would you have point of order, Nancy?
I didn't hear. Who was that talking before?
Athea.
Yeah.
Yes. Have it summarized.
Okay, so I have it summarized, but Nancy, you called a point of order?
Yeah.
How come we had to extend time to do the vote?
We didn't extend. We already under rule that if we're out of time, we go automatically to the vote that's on the table.
So how come we had to go through the extension? Were there some questions? Were there some further questions?
No, there was a motion to extend time to finish. There were people on the stack, and they wanted to extend time, but we didn't.
So do they want to finish the stack before you vote on the motion?
They can't.
No,
the extension failed.
But Nancy, the extension failed, so they can't finish the stack, so we have to go to the vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the extension passed.
No. Okay. Someone wanted to summarize it. The secretary, can you summarize the motion?
I would prefer that Adriana summarizes.
Adriana, you want to summarize your motion?
Yes. The motion is, and I felt that was mischaracterized because I never said that. The motion is
I'm
not
sorry,
taking
Adriana,
care
of...
Point of order.
Sorry,
point of order. Can we have a reading of the text of the motion?
A reading of the motion. You can't discuss
Mr.
it or debate
Chair, Mr. Chair, it's not debating. What
yes,
I'm saying,
is.
You asked me
yes,
to summarize.
We
you have the floor, Margie?
Okay, Adriana, could you just summarize the motion?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
It's going to the
point
process.
Of order.
It's going to a process.
We had a. What is your point of order, Brian?
The only thing that's in order is a reading of the text of the motion, not a summary.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
if you want to know what they're voting on, you read the motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
you want to have the floor because you asked me and the Ms. Orden asked to summarize, the motion. I'm sorry. And that's what I'm doing. You asked me to summarize, and that's what I'm doing. The motion is starting a process. Starting the process.
Could you just summarize the motion, what you
proposed? Exactly. The motion is to start the process to save the foundation in the next year $1 million in gross salaries and total cost. Yes. That is the summarize of the motion.
Okay, I think the motion was entailed law. What I'm going to ask is that the motion be read. The secretary, can you read the motion again?
Yes. Let me check that I'm not on mute. Okay. Salary reductions is the name of the motion. The PNB directs the IED and CFO in consultation with the GMs and unit managers to implement immediately the process for a gross salary reduction in all the Pacifica Foundation units as follows. KPFA and KPFK, 20%, using the 2015 data.
Okay, I'm going outside. Friends.
Please mute yourself. If you're not. All right, I'll read that line again. KPFA and KPFK, 20%. Using the 2015 data, plus or minus, and that comes to $540,000. KPFT, WBAI, WPFW, PRA, and National Office, 10%, using same period data, and that comes to $200,000. The reduction of $740,000 in gross salaries represents a reduction in total personnel costs of over $1 million for the next year. From August 25th, 2016, no Pacifica Foundation unit can hire employees and or consultants, including in this freeze, the replacement of employee and or consultants already in the budgets, without the written authorization of the IED and CFO and PNB. This hiring freeze nullifies any previous hiring authorization.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown. Jim Brown? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
No. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Wangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yeah.
Yes. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden? Sorden? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Sorry, abstain. No.
Wilkinson, no. Sorden, you abstained?
Yes, abstain.
Okay.
Pinchback changes his vote to no.
Pinchback, no.
No. Gammon changes
his vote. Sorry?
Gammon, no. Gammon, no.
Gammon, no. Novick, you passed?
No.
No. Okay, let me count.
Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, did I hear the motion from the vote for Serene, Robert?
Yes.
I voted no.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I have 5 yes, 10 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 5 yes, 10, 11 no, 3 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, we're not going to closed session. I don't know if there's a number or if Michael's going to call everyone.
Everybody, we
I don't need to feel that 45 phone calls. Okay, could everybody mute their phone? Michael, are you going to call everyone? Michael?
I'm going to hang this call up and call everybody back.
Okay.
Michael? I'm sorry. Michael, you need to provide me with,
It's the same one.
The same one. Uh-oh. All right.
The second number I just sent you.